With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You're out, you're about, but you want your Dan Patrick. Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. If you want to see the show, just go to Peacock and we stream it live every weekday. Watch past episodes too. The Dan Patrick Show, available anywhere you are, any way you want it. Welcome to a holiday edition of the Dan Patrick Show.
Boy, do we need a vacation.
Dan and the Danettes are taking an end-of-the-year hiatus.
They're drunk.
Time to look ahead to the new year.
The future is now.
And set some intentions.
I would like to be drunk more.
But until their return, the Dan Patrick Show is proud to welcome some guests into the Mercedes Man Cave, sitting in for Dan Patrick.
These are the smart guys, right?
It's Doug Gottlieb and Dan Beyer.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Basically, the Doug Gottlieb Show crew rolling in. We don't get to do this. This is kind of like a special, and I know what you're saying. I'm waiting for Twitter, like, oh, Gottlieb. Like, listen, normally what the powers that be, and that's like my boss. I'll just say, for now on, by the way, guys, when Scotty walks down the hall, we'll just call him Powers That Be. What do you guys think? You guys okay? Bye, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, yeah, that's fine with me.
Hey, Powers. By the way, how you feeling? You better?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are you laughing? Through
you're
the
sick.
End of I'm
it.
Actually concerned.
I know.
About you. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I was almost dead, and now
it was,
I'm okay.
It was. Not jet sick, but I was not feeling well, but back at it today.
Jay Stu, you okay? We calling him Powers That Be. He no longer has a name. He's now Powers That Be. Usually there's the Powers That Be. We do a co-host thing. And I know Covino and Rich going to host some here coming up with DP and the boys off. But this is what we're going to do is, I think, generally how we roll on a daily basis. Is that right? That we didn't really meet. We don't really know each other. We just show up and do this every day from 3 to 5 Eastern time plus half an hour pod or 12 to 2 Pacific Coast time. So let's get into it. There's a lot of things that we could talk about. The fact that I just disemboweled some Grape Nuts. Man, Grape Nuts is a great cereal. Great cereal. Byer, you missed our soup discussion. We've been talking a lot of soup here, especially with, and this year radio show is on everywhere, and most everywhere is really, really, really cold. Really, really, really cold. And it's a hard thing to conceptualize when you're broadcasting live from sunny Southern California, because it's our version of really, really, really cold is not cold in any way, right? But like, oh my God, it was like 40 degrees when I woke up.
It's going to be so cold in some spots that I don't know if soup does any good, considering TikTok is full of 30 below videos right now. That is right now, that is 30% of my feed on TikTok is people in Montana freezing t-shirts or putting stuff outside. And that is too cold that I don't even think soup can do anything for it.
So the coldest place I've ever been, my first year playing professionally, was in Perm, Russia, P-E-R-M, Russia. You can look it up. It's a historically significant city. Dr. Zhivago, I believe, was filmed there.
Is it close to Mullet, Russia? Or
It is close to Yekaterinburg,
High Top Fade, Russia, I think it's somewhere.
No, listen, I know what you're saying. I get it, the Perm. Perm, it's pronounced Perm, Russia. It's on the Kama River. It's on the base of the Ural Mountains. And I'll never forget this because it's like one of my go-to stories. It was so cold. It was so cold that my boogers froze. And it was like one of those. And here's the way it worked. Like, at the time, I was a newlywed. And I would practice in the morning. And then you had a long, like, rest time. Everybody else would go home, probably drink soup, right? Take a nap, watch a show. And then you come back and you got practice night. That's professional basketball overseas. And, you know, being newlywed at the time, it was, hey, get up, get out of the house, and let's get, like, I just want to rest. I want to do so. Even though it's freezing cold, like, you get cabin fever if you're just in the house every day. So I went out to the Rinuk, which is like an outdoor market, the bazaar, if you will. And everything's covered except, like, you just couldn't cover, especially my nose, kind of hard to cover. And you walk around. I just remember that, like, minus 40. And by the, I don't know how else you know this, that Celsius is weird how it works. When you get to the, like, high end, right, it's way low, like high end for Fahrenheit, like 100 is not, it's like, what is it, like 30 or something Celsius? But when you get down the other way in the negatives, negative 40 and negative 40, it kind of meets. It's just like, it's just cold. Anyway, it was minus 40, and literally if you're outside, everything freezes. You can't leave anything covered. And there are plenty of places in the United States today where it is that cold. That's cold. Not Southern Cal. Now, for some reason, Southern California, when it's like 40, it feels that cold, but it is not that cold. And I know what you're saying, Dan, that like there's some things that soup can't do, but very few things soup can't do. Soup is like how Homer Simpson looks at donuts. Donuts, is there anything they can't do? Right? That's how you have to look at soup in this particular time. You know, like if you go outside and I gotta, you know, get the snow off the driveway, gotta drink some soup. Before we start on the Jets and on Zach Wilson, Byer, you weren't here for the soup hierarchy. Your favorite soup is what?
Give me the old chicken noodle soup. Okay. Straight out of the can by Campbell's.
Wow.
Yes.
Old school. Old school. He's Dan Byer. He's old school. Okay. I'm not sure if there's soup or, you know, chicken noodle soup or matzo ball soup. It's called Jewish penicillin. Zach Wilson could use. Because last night was, I guess, ugly as expected. It was just bad. There's a level to it now where, and we'll play for you sound of what his head coach said. But there's a level to it now. It's like you just can't keep throwing him out there. You can't keep throwing him out there. I don't know who Chris Streveler was. Like, if Chris Streveler would have come and said, I play in the NFL, I would have said, okay, like, what are you a kicker? Are you a long snapper? I don't know.
I knew who Chris Streveler was, but I also called for Joe Flacco at halftime. So I didn't even get the right quarterback that they would actually put in to replace Zach Wilson.
By the way, Chris Streveler, he'd handle the conditions, I think, pretty well. South Dakota, I don't know if they play indoors up there, but you would think that he's seen some stuff in his day. Chris Streveler came in and replaced him. I mean, this is one of those, we are divided as a country, right? We just are. We're divided as a country. We can't agree on anything. I think we can all agree we've seen enough Zach Wilson. Is that, are we, does anybody
go second that?
Okay.
Yes.
Jason Stewart, can I get a third? Can I get an amen, John Rama?
All those in favor?
Aye.
And all those opposed?
Aye.
Nay.
Motion is granted. Resolution resolved.
You can't do aye and then nay, John. You have to do aye or don't, or say be silent. I'll teach him how this is done.
I'll be silent.
Okay. Zach Wilson said this after the game.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it from a team perspective, right? We're not doing anything offensively. And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help get the guys going. I'm trying to, you know, get myself in a little bit of rhythm. And you know, we had nothing there.
Here's Zach on the booze.
Is it tough hearing the booze?
Yeah, it is, you know, but don't blame them. We have a very passionate fan base, and they're here to watch us score touchdowns, and we're not scoring touchdowns. We're not getting first downs. We're not moving the ball. We obviously can't throw the ball, so of course they're going to be frustrated.
Here's Robert Saleh on his quarterback's decision-making.
You said you feel like Zach is getting better, but this is a kid who was drafted second overall. Your starter last year, he's now into year two. You've had to bench him or make a change at quarterback two times this year. It seems like the other quarterbacks that you have thrown out there, going back to last year with Josh when he was here, and Joe, and now Mike this year, and Strevely, your offense seems to function better with other quarterbacks as opposed to Zach. Why is that?
Those are things we got to look at. To stand up here and give you that answer, I don't have that answer. There's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about.
Okay, first thing is, it was a very good question. Like, that was a very good, fair, and balanced question. There was one part to it. Did you pick up on the one thing that was interesting about the question?
That Saleh kind of sounds like Victor Newman from Young and the Restless.
I don't know who Victor Newman is. That's a reference that's over my head.
No, I didn't. What did I miss?
Can I hear that question one more time?
You said you feel like Zach is getting better, but this is a kid who was drafted second overall. Your starter last year, he's now into year two. You've had to bench him or make a change at quarterback two times this year. It seems like the other quarterbacks that you have thrown out there, going back to last year with Josh when he was here, and Joe, and now Mike this year, and Strevely, your offense seems to function better with other quarterbacks as opposed to Zach. Why is that?
Those are things we got to look at. To stand up here and give you that answer, I don't have that answer. There's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about.
You couldn't give me one thing? Jay Stu, did you pick up what I heard?
I'm trying to figure it out. I was
play it again, John. No, I'm kidding.
No, play again. He mentions all the quarterbacks by first name except Strevler, because nobody knows who the hell the guy is. He's like, you know, Joe, John, Jim. They all came in, they're all better. And then some Strevler fella, who the hell is that guy? He came in and he was better too. That was the part of the question that was the money question. It was like, look, you've had like five other guys. They're all better than this guy. Like, why do you keep throwing this guy out there? I grew up in a town, city of Orange, California, right? Jason Stewart grew up in Brea, California. Brea is 15 minutes north. John Ramos grew up in... Did you grow up in South Pass or San Ramon? Did you grow up in South Pass?
Actually, San Ramon was my second home. Okay. South Pasadena was where I actually grew up, yes.
Okay, you grew up in South Pasadena. It's an incredible area. You think of Pasadena, the Rose Bowl, South Pasadena, San Ramon, like, amazing area, okay? And Dan Byard, I'm cutting you out of this because you didn't grow up in California. You grew up in Wisconsin, where everybody is sending out TikToks of freezing T-shirts, apparently, right now.
Not yet, but soon, yes. Okay, Montana's got it right now.
I grew up in Orange because the city of Orange is famous... Basically, I think for two things. Okay, one is the street fair in the Orange Circle. The Orange Circle is like, it's like old Americana. Even now it existed. It's like a throwback to the 1950s. It's right next to Chapman University. Really cute. They got a lot of restaurants in there, antique shopping. But the Orange, they have the street fair, and it's all different sorts of ethnicities and food, right? So is that fair? Like, do you know the second thing, Jason Stewart, that the city of Orange is known for? Jason Stewart?
City of Orange is known for it has one of those like streets where you have to, a circular street. What is that called?
That was the Orange Circle. Is he not paying attention to the rest of the show? What is he doing? That's the Orange Circle, right? That's the Orange Circle. And it's known for Toyota of Orange because they had this little jingle. No, you see, you're snorting. Yes, I swear.
Totally. Everybody the license plate frame, yes.
Everybody who lives in Southern California, right? There used to be this Cal Worthington, and he had like a tiger on his... The two car places that people knew were Cal Worthington. I still don't know. I think he was like in Bellflower. And the Toyota of Orange. You won't get a lemon.
I would have got a lemon.
At Toyota of Orange, right? When I'm a kid, I was like, what is a lemon? You just go along with it. And a lemon is a stinker. I don't know if you ever had a car where just nothing goes right. You know, blinker goes on. I don't know why. All of a sudden the car just stops, like the battery or whatever. Like, you just get, you get lemons. The Jets have a lemon. You know, there's a lot of things that went into it. It was the COVID year, right? We can blame it on COVID. Isn't that a great one you can always blame things on? What the heck happened there? COVID. Like, oh, okay, yeah, it was COVID year, right? The COVID year was a weird year. And that was Zach Wilson's year to shine, right? At BYU. And then you look at who they played, like, oh, yeah, they didn't really play. Like, their big game that year was Coastal Carolina. That was their big game. No, no, they didn't come in and like, hey, let's bring in Texas and Alabama. Like, no, let's bring in Coastal Carolina. That's our big game. So some of it is the COVID year, okay? Some of it is there's a dude who, he's one of those guys that it looked much better on tape, you know, especially on air. But on, you know, you can't really, you couldn't really tell in the COVID year, like, who are they playing against? There was a bunch, like, who are you actually playing against? Not just in terms of the level of teams that you're playing, but each one of these levels of team, they didn't have all their guys. I mean, even college football that year, remember, like, Micah Parsons didn't play. Lots of guys. There's several starred. Jamar Chase didn't play. Didn't play. So when the top guys don't play, other guys fill in, and they're not as good. So maybe that's part of it. Then there's just the numbers game to the NFL draft where GMs will tell you first-round draft picks are like a 66.6% hit rate. Two-thirds of the guys hit, one-third of the guys don't hit. So at some point, you go like, eh. But there is something to be said for the fact that the Jets have tried to find the guy at quarterback. And they have gone through, it's not for lack of draft. It's not like the Packers obviously have found at least Christian Watson, at least one stud wide receiver. But the Packers, they don't want to draft a wide receiver in the first round. There's been too many busts, whatever. But it's not one of those things where they haven't, you know, people are critical of some teams for not putting resources into wide receiver, line, or whatever. It's not for lack of trying, right? Geno Smith was a second-round pick. Mark Sanchez was a first-round pick. This guy was the number two pick in the draft. And yet here they are again. They're going to need a quarterback. You know, maybe they should have gone to Toyota of Orange. I know we're giving away free sponsor ads, whatever. But everybody in Southern California is going like, I remember that jingle. Yeah, kind of annoying, kind of cool. And at some point in your life, you're like, I learned what a lemon was. This is a lemon. He's not a horrible human being. I'm sure there's a great portion of it where his confidence is so shook right now, it doesn't even matter. Like, you're like, he's not even performing. Regardless of the fact that he's probably not good enough, he's not performing at a level where you can even take it seriously that, well, maybe if he regains his confidence, like, you just don't have time. The Jets are still in some sort of playoff mix. And by the way, maybe we should be talking about the Jaguars and what they've done and how that light switch has gone on there. Nah. Anyway, there's no malice in any of this. Like, I'm not doing the Stephen A. or like, you know, he's terrible. He's horrible. Like, at some point, you just go, like the question asked, you have like five other quarterbacks over the last 2 years that are better than Zach Wilson. And the fans aren't helping, which is the craziest part, because for some reason, it becomes like fun to just give this guy the business. It's like, you know, he plays on your team. You know, the guy's not doing well. You could actually help him. But whatever, we're past that point. I actually feel bad. The guy bought his whole offensive line room scooters yesterday, right? Now he's probably not the starter. He's like, hey, guys, you know, I need to kind of start managing my money because I don't know what's next for me. So do you guys want to give back the scooters? Because, you know, they're all like forced into one-upping each other in terms of what gifts they give to offensive linemen.
That'll work well in the winter.
Yes.
Listen, yes. They did everything they possibly could last night to make it work for them. They threw on first down, I swear, on their first five possessions. The only points that he brought, their drive provided negative yardage. That graphic on Amazon, and thank goodness my Wi-Fi crapped out in the fourth quarter. That's a true story. But the only drive that Zach Wilson produced points, they got negative yards on. It was because of the first possession of the game when they forced the Trevor Lawrence fumble on defense. It just could not have gone any worse.
Yeah. It just, look, sometimes guys just aren't good enough and you move on, you know? That's basically where we are. And we could do, you know, we could do all different sorts of post-mortem autopsy over what you could have done differently, but does that matter? Zach Wilson is not good enough that you can't keep throwing him out there. Perfectly asked question. Some guy we'd never heard of named Streveler shows up and is better. Like, Dan Beyer is openly opining for Joe Flacco. Like, when in the last 5 years ago, you know what I'd really like to see right now is Joe Flacco. Never. Right? Never. But that's the case with the New York Jets. All right, coming up next, the Jets' rival is the New England Patriots. And we are in a place we have never been with the Patriots. I'll explain. Dan Beyer alongside, so too is Jason Stewart, John Ramos, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Merry Christmas to you, Doug Gottlieb. In for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Something interesting is happening in New England, where, and most of it is from voices of guys that used to be in New England. But generally it was, but you couldn't get any information out of that place. But now, you know, we're reacting to the fact that the quarterback seems to be openly perturbed, even though he's in his second year with the play calling. Now you're having former players question the quarterback. Some are questioning the play calling. A guy who's actually had that job joins us now. Charlie Weiss joins us here in for Dan Patrick. I'm Doug Gottlieb on Fox Sports Radio. And Charlie, I want to start with last night, and then we'll work our way to the Patriots. Is there any salvaging this Zach Wilson experiment in New York?
Well, if you just watch the way Jacksonville handled Trevor Lawrence in that game last night, you know, you could see the answer to that question is pretty obvious. So it isn't like Zach Wilson has no ability, but he has no confidence. He has no confidence. He looked clueless out there. But, I mean, at any time did you see them trying to do anything to help him out? You know, no. I didn't see that. So your question is a bit rhetorical, because when you have a talent, no matter how good or how bad it is, what your job as assistant coaches, for example, is to figure out, okay, what can he do well? And especially at that position, you find out what he can do well, and then you do a lot of that. And I didn't see any evidence of that last night. So not that he is blameless, because he's not, but he looked shell-shocked to me. And the first thing I know is, if you don't have a quarterback who's got any confidence or got any moxie, or got that's inside type of thing that we call it, then you're already fighting a losing battle.
Is there a way to rebuild somebody's confidence?
Yeah. I said, what you have to do is you sit down in the off season, you figure, okay, here are the things this guy does well. Now, even if it's only a few things, there are things he does well. I don't ask me what they are, because I'm not with them right now. I just watch them the way you do. I'm a glorified fan. But you start with what he does well, and then you take it from there. I mean, but it's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger than just what he does physically on the field. I mean, I've been watching and listening to this Jets situation, and everyone's on the Mike White bandwagon, including the players. They all have nothing but good things to say about him. Well, the first thing you have to do as a quarterback, if you can't win your teammates over by your work ethic and how important it is to you and all that other stuff, then you already don't have a chance. So there's got to be a complete makeover. If there's any chance at all, it's got to be a complete makeover, because it's certainly not working the way it is right now.
It doesn't appear to be working in New England. Many people predicted it, because you don't have a traditional a guy who has play calling experience calling plays. Then there's also the quarterback himself, who seemed bothered by the fact that Bill Belichick thought they weren't close enough to try a Hail Mary. That's why they ran the ball with Ramondre Stevenson on that last ill-fated play. What are you, when you watch the Patriots offense, what's wrong with it?
Well, let's start first one thing with Mac. Mac should just shut the hell up. That's what Mac should do. Because the last time I checked, he's not in the Hall of Fame yet, is he? He's got a lot to say for a guy who's in his second year. Now, I'm a Mac fan. Okay, I'm a fan of his. I was driving a bandwagon saying that I thought that this would be a perfect fit for the Patriots. Let's face it, when Josh left, no matter who you brought in, there was going to be a drop in the system. I mean, other than me and Billy O'Brien, maybe Dable, but other than me and Billy O'Brien, who were the other offensive coordinators there, really, until now, the only offensive coordinators that's been with Bill are me, Josh, and Bill O'Brien. That's it. There's three. And Bill O'Brien, that was short-lived, because Josh left for Denver. Billy took over. Okay, and then Billy ended up leaving for Penn State, and Josh got let go from Denver, and he went back. They're the only three guys who have ever run offense for Belichick the whole time he's been in New England. So when one of those three guys is not running the offense, obviously there was going to be a change in the way business was being done. It wasn't going to be the same. It wouldn't have made a difference who they brought in. It was going to be different. And anytime there's transition, there's the things that go with it. You know, but I look at their team. There's been plenty of games this year where the operation has looked smooth and the offense ran fine. That's not the way it's looked recently, but there have been plenty of games that have been like that. So then you have to go to the root of the problem. Okay, well, the root of the problem is, if you look at that team right now, okay, who scares you as an outside receiver?
Nobody.
Well, I think that that's where the problem really starts. You know, now, I'm not passing the buck from coaching and the quarterback play now, but I'm saying when you're a defensive coordinator and you're getting ready to play the Patriots, what are you going to do? You're going to try to stop the run and make sure that they don't beat you that with the inside part of the game, and say that if they're going to beat you, they're going to beat you by throwing to those guys on the outside. And at this point, New England just can't hang their hat on doing that, because although they have some guys out there that I like, Jacoby Myers. I think Jacoby Myers is a good football player, but he's not a number. He's not, in my eyes, one of those guys you fear when you're playing against him. You know, if you took those two guys from Miami, if you took those two starting receivers from Miami and put them on New England, do you think New England's offense would look different?
Yes.
If you took the starting two receivers from the Jets and put them on New England, they'd look better. If you took the starting two receivers from Buffalo and put them on New England, they look better.
Why can't they, Charlie? Why can't they eval wide receivers? Like it's a thing. If you look back historically, with the exception, I mean, the best wide receivers they've had have been those slot guys. Many of whom have been other people missed on. But in the draft, they have whiffed on wide receiver after wide receiver. Why is that?
Well, what I was there is because they didn't take anyone. They didn't really whiff on them. They took them in the second, third, fourth, fifth rounds. They didn't take them early in the draft. I mean, let's face it. You know, there's a lot of good receivers that are developed from the second, third, fourth, and fifth rounds. But the guys that walk into the league, you know, that look like stars, they're getting taken in the first round, right?
Right. Right, and they never drafted, and they weren't drafting high during those years either.
And so, I mean, if you have a top 10 pick and you're taking a receiver, you're going to get a good player? You bet you are. But, you know, New England's won for a whole, you know, for a couple of decades. You know, they've had a low draft choice. And, you know, unless you can invest in them, you know, you get what you pay for.
Charlie Weiss is our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. All right, the Packers traditionally haven't spent first-round picks on wide receivers, but the two young ones they have, with Romeo Doubs now healthy, looked a lot better. You mentioned Miami. They traveled down to Miami. Miami finally back off that three-game road trip where they lost all three games. They were a lot more competitive, and he looked better in the cold than he did in the previous 2 weeks. But what are your thoughts on the Packers on how competitive you think they'll be playing in the warmth, but against a team that probably going to run the ball and they don't stop it well? How do you think the Packers will do in Miami this weekend?
Well, it's not going to be warm, first of all. It's going to be in the low 50s because of this unusual weather. And low 50s in Miami, you know, you might have heaters on the Miami sideline, and the Green Bay guys might be wearing shorts and T-shirts. So the weather will be no factor, which is an unusual thing for us, because, like, today, I live in South Florida. Today it's going to be 82 degrees, you know, but tonight it's going to be 40. So it's never that cold down here. So let's throw the weather out of the conversation. I think Green Bay's biggest issue on offense is the strength of their team really are the two running backs.
Sure.
You know, and I think that because you have a Hall of Famer at quarterback, you want to give them an opportunity to just sling it all over the yard. In reality, when Green Bay plays best on offense, It's when they're utilizing those two running backs and then picking and choosing how many times they throw. So when they're throwing the ball 25 to 30 times instead of throwing it 45 to 50 times, usually that's when Green Bay is playing their best. But no matter what they do on offense, you got to be able to slow down the passing game for Miami, and I think that'll be tough sledding.
Charlie, listen, we love your input. It's so good, so interesting, so insightful, and I wish you the merriest of Christmases and a happy New Year. And thanks so much for joining us here on Fox Sports.
Same to you and all your listeners too. Be safe, be happy, and enjoy the bonus football that we have this weekend.
We got a ton of football. Thanks, Charlie. Charlie Weiss joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show. Let's get you to Dan Beyer and find out what else is going on in the world of sports. Dan, what do you got?
Yeah, Doug, outside of the Jets game last night and the loss to the Jaguars, the numbers were just as ugly as the conversation. Zach Wilson, 9 of 18, 92 yards, and an interception. Trevor Lawrence didn't throw a touchdown pass, had that touchdown run in that 19-3 victory. Maybe the biggest winners of all, the Cincinnati Bengals, who officially clinched a playoff berth. There was a bowl game last night. Air Force doubled up Baylor 30-15. While in the NBA, CJ McCollum at 40. Pelicans dropped the Spurs 126-117. And Major League Baseball reduced the 324-game suspension of Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer, dropped it to 194 games, paving for his reinstatement. Following Bauer's reinstatement, the Dodgers released a statement saying, quote, "We have just been informed of the arbitrator's ruling and will comment as soon as practical," end quote. Multiple reports say the team is expected to release the pitcher.
Yeah, they owe him, what, $23 million if they release him? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Does he play baseball professionally ever again?
Yes. I didn't think so 6 months ago, but I think he does. Yes.
Jay Stu?
I think he does. Somebody will sign him, but I would love to figure out, and I don't know enough about it. I would love to get some compensation for him if I'm the Dodgers, or is that kind of dirty? Do they just have to release the guy? Because there is some value there. I have a feeling somebody sees value in him.
Well, no, but the problem, you're talking about trading him?
Yeah, yeah, get something.
Because if you trade him, you trade his contract. So nobody's going to go like, ooh, we'll sign up for a Cy Young Award winner's contract. No, like the guy's going to have to play for close to the minimum if he comes back and plays.
Yeah, right? It just seems like such a waste. What a waste that was. That's my feeling today.
I and you're a Dodger guy, right? And Ramos is a Dodger guy. Beyer and I are obviously not, but I can't really be critical of Trevor Bauer. It was kind of always a weirdo anyway, right? Like he was always just odd. And remember that time in Cleveland where he had didn't he cut his finger on the drone? That was what we were told. He cut his finger on a drone that he had at home, and then his finger was bleeding when they're playing Toronto in the playoffs. He's pitching, So he showed some toughness. We're like, dude, who cuts your finger on a drone when you're a professional athlete? Anyway, there was always some weird stuff to him. I can't really fault the Dodgers. Unless there's any of this in his background, which there doesn't, they did a whole trial. I mean, there doesn't appear to be. So this is one of those, what happens, inside somebody's bedroom you don't know about until something goes wrong. Will he play? It's a hard one.
I'll tell you this much. If he's in the NFL, he plays again. Baseball is a little bit more, deciphering when it comes to character stuff, I think. But maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, go ahead.
We aren't talking about an average level pitcher. And in the NFL, I would even say an average player would have the same resistance in coming back.
I'm agreeing with Beyer on this one.
That he's an average pitcher?
We don't know what kind of pitcher he's going to be coming off of this length of hiatus anyway. I don't think he was an average before this all happened. On the other hand, it's been a while and expectations, and if you look historically in his career, like he's not the 1.73 guy he was in Cincinnati, right? I mean, he's somewhere around a 4 ERA. He was a good pitcher, but I don't know what we can expect of him. What were you going to say, Dan?
Well, I just wanted to clarify, because I was saying he was not average. And so by Jason's comment, I was saying he's above average, that he's going to have that opportunity. If he was just an average player, whether it be in Major League Baseball or the NFL, I think he gets the opportunity. But I believe because he is an above average player, he will get that opportunity. We always talk about stuff staying with guys, whether it's uncomfortable or to talk about, and I don't know if this has.
What do you mean?
The story's been gone for so long, you know, like that's.
Yeah, it's time. It's like you get a chance to kind of remake the whole story because there's enough time between it. But if you sign him, it's going to be a story and it's going to be asked about. And it's going to be discussed.
No doubt.
And that's where the above average talent comes in, where you'll take that, I guess, initial.
Here's a question.
Part of it.
Okay. Here's a question. He does not in any way believe, nor has he ever copped to doing anything wrong. Correct? Has anybody ever seen any?
Full denial. Yep.
Level of control. And in defense of Trevor Bauer, he actually has a lot of evidence on his side however
despicable,
gross the idea of hitting a woman would be, that on some level this was actually what she was desirous for. Like, it wasn't once, it was twice, and it happened twice. And but it, I mean, I don't know how you, I don't know how you sign that guy. And I agree with you, Dan, in that, you know, Cy Young, the talent does. I mean, like, I honestly went to bed last night going like, did the Angels sign him? Like, you know, and I don't know what the answer is. Would I be that bothered by it if the Angels signed him? I think the answer is no. He paid whatever penance. It's obviously cost him a ton of money, ton of respect in locker rooms, in life. But at some point, if you're good enough to play baseball, and, you know, one of the reasons they reduced his suspension was because it was too much based upon a lack of real evidence that any of this was violating something that she did not want. See, I don't know. That's going to be interesting. Do you sign him? Do you want your team to sign him? Hit us up on social media. At Gottlieb Show is, in fact, the Twitter account. Here's what we're going to do. Are we doing this as a game, Chase Stu, or are we just doing it to do it?
We're doing it to do it.
Okay, because usually we were going to do the Doug Gottlieb Show. I thought we were doing, like, game time. But instead, we're just going to do it to do it.
Oh, no, Dan's got a great game for us next hour.
Next hour?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just gifts in sports?
No, we're going to give out some gifts to people in sports. Maybe we'll play some Christmas music underneath. How about that?
That's exactly what I was hoping for. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So, Byer, you're Doug Gottlieb and the Doug Gottlieb Show crew in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Byer, alongside. Dan, your hometown is where in Wisconsin?
Merrill, Wisconsin.
Spelling, please.
Merrill.
Have you already checked the weather, or can I check it for you?
Go ahead. I do know a little bit of what it is, but I think it's
minus 13, right?
Yeah. yeah.
That's the actual real temperature, not what it feels like.
Feels like minus 14.
It feels like
hell. The first time, I think they said once. Yeah, it's cold.
So, Jay Stu, you want to give out gifts to people? Not when you say gifts, it's like GIF, but no, these are GIFTS, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 days before Christmas. I think, you know, us on our normal show, we're all about giving.
Yes.
Giving and positivity.
Sure.
And I was thinking last night as I was watching the broadcast that I would love to send Kirk Herbstreit the ability to say something interesting and insightful.
Jason, come on.
I think at some point he said, after the Jets got that early fumble, Jets fans really got to be happy with that turnover. Yep, I bet they were, Kirk.
He does rely a lot on the college stuff as well, but I love Herbstreit.
Herbie's got a strong likability, but you're right. Broadcasting in the NFL and college, it's like you got to dot every I with a heart. Football, you just call the game.
Dan, you got one?
Yeah, I'm giving pink slips to whoever thought it was a good idea to give the Jets black uniforms, and the Knicks for that matter that they wore earlier this week. Again, the obsession with black uniforms in sports has got to end. So pink slips, that would mean walking papers. However you want to put it, that's what I'd give.
That's harsh.
1 minute. You guys see Quinton Williams is wearing a Grinch outfit warming up? Just like,
yes.
At some point, like, I get it, you wear the Grinch outfit into the stadium, but were you warming up on the field?
That's what you're giving him?
No, that was just a commentary to it.
John, what do you John,
costumes
what you get?
And pregame warmups is Doug's.
I want to give Jeff Saturday a really good team around him so his coaching skills can be used properly.
Yes.
Burn.
John hates Jeff Saturday. No, he doesn't hate Jeff Saturday.
Thank you,
he hates the hire. He hates whoever put him in that position with no credentials.
All right, I have a good present, but I don't have time to divulge it yet.
Aww.
It'll be later on in the show because it goes along with the sound of what somebody said. Coming up next, my boy Woody, Eric Wood, joins us. Are the Bills the best team in the NFL? Next, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.